Yeah.
Well, Nadia, Julie was, I mean, Robbie was saying she'd like to get ask you to talk a little bit on tape for us.
On what?
Well, on tape for us.
About what?
Well, just whatever. Maybe you could just start by talking about, you know, how you grew up, you know, about your family, something like that.
Where do I start?
You go to my neighbor, you know which one to start.
I'd have quick with young white.
Well, how many of you sisters and how many sisters and brothers did you have?
Oh, that kind of deal, yeah.
That's not a big family.
Yeah. You don't have to talk in, you could just talk in English if you feel more comfortable, or however you feel more comfortable.
Frank.
I don't
Teddy.
Like to be.
Nettie.
There was 13 children. Six boys.
And then there was Fred.
Johnny.
And then Johnny.
And Andy.
And then
Sergey
Jr. And then Nettie, you, Paula,
Samantha,
Lisa, and Paula.
You had another brother because lost his Oscar. Another brother, Oscar, fishing with Oscar near Noah in Red River. He didn't know, Oscar didn't know he fell overboard.
My brother Fred.
Yeah.
He drowned at the age of 16.
Yeah, he drowned and we tried to look for fish all over there, make a haul, you know, thought we'd get him. But no, I guess we didn't reach him down far enough. We couldn't swoop him up. Yeah, we all did quite a few boats try to fish him out, you know.
It was his first time out salmon fishing. 16 years old.
Then after him, who? John, no.
Andy was the youngest.
Oh, that's right.
Andy, Andrew.
Frank, Teddy, Sergey, Fred,
Johnny
and Andy. Six girls and six boys, 12 of you.
There was another little Andy that passed away.
Oh.
Did you mention Lisa?
Yeah.
We were raised under the Russian culture, sad to say. But most people were in more or less an apartment.
Yeah.
In the springtime, the men tilled the soil and got kelp for fertilizer from the ocean. They'd let the soil rest for maybe 2 weeks and they'd plant potatoes. The women folk cut potatoes and seeds.
Yes, that's how they seed them.
They used to cut the potatoes and they didn't.
One that will grow on top.
With the sprouts.
On top, yeah. That's why you bring the potatoes.
And then they wouldn't throw away the remains of the potato. They used them all. Nothing was wasted back then. And then some had raised beds, some had furrows. And after the potatoes start sprouting, then we have to weed the gardens on our hands and knees through those amongst the furrows.
You're a good weeder.
Oh, yes. But anyhow, after the plants get so high, then we'd have to go with hose. So when the potatoes are exposed to the sun, they turn green. And then after that was the berries. The We'd wait for the berries to ripen, right? Then we'd eat most of the first ripened berries.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, we'd have to start picking, going to the foot of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to pick the bigger berries,
mm-hmm.
at least the grass. Then my grandmother and mother would make salmon berry jam for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, August month, I think, was after the feast day of the Transfiguration of our Lord, August 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day we'd sample our potatoes.
Oh.
Yeah, go to the creek and get fresh. Yeah, they'd sample. And then, yeah, they'd wait till September, after the September 21st feast day or the 27th, then they'd harvest them for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And they stored them in a root cellar. It had different compartments. One compartment for immediate use, some for future, and the rest for seed for the following spring.
Oh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All you sort them out, beans,
mm-hmm.
on the beans,
mm-hmm.
certain size, this,
mm-hmm. they had plants, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I remember your cellar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When old man Sharatin, Iarepa, I used to go get the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted that.
And they had the big hatch in the cellar.
Yeah.
And they put the gunny sacks over.
Yeah, so
and
they,
then the cover
on
the
yeah.
top. And then you could walk around on the top cellar. They put gravel, grass first, and then gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Grass for insulation to keep it warm. You know.
Right.
And they never froze.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept all winter long.
Yeah. All winter long.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then towards spring, maybe during May, June, maybe we'd run out of home potatoes, then we'd buy potatoes from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That would just hurt. And then
probably solid potatoes. Now they have potatoes that fall apart when you cook them.
I know.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Good solid potatoes, yeah. Red potatoes. Red potatoes, yeah.
And then we had cows, and we had a barn and a fence around the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd have to, about this time of the year, then they'd cut the grass in the yard, you know, and they'd spread it all out to let it dry, and then we'd have to watch, as soon as it starts raining, we'd have to run out and rake and make haystacks and cover with canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it gets raining and it dries up a little, spread it out again. And
mm-hmm.
then in October September we'd put up salmon for the winter.
Yeah.
4 or 5 barrels, they would salt,
mm-hmm.
mostly silvers.
Yeah, that's
silver
salmon,
yes. Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 barrels of salmon for the winter. In October, they'd butcher a cow,
mm-hmm.
after the flies slack down,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it gets a little cooler, they'd butcher.
Right.
And they shared with some people, and some people they sold to for maybe 25 cents or 50 cents a pound.
No,
And then the rest was salted down in barrels for the winter.
Uh-huh.
And they saved the tongue and boiled that for sandwich meat.
Mm.
And they saved the head and I don't know about the head, but then some leg joints and whatnot, they boil all day long and make head cheese.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Head cheese.
All day long, my grandmother and mother used to boil those bones and then they'd put spices and they pour in different containers and then add onion and then boiled eggs.
Mm.
Summertime was the only time we had eggs, because winters were cold, there was no electricity, there was no way of heating the chicken coop.
Uh-huh.
So winter time we didn't eat eggs,
mm-hmm.
just during the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, they added some boiled eggs with a head cheese, mm-hmm. and that was very tasty.
Mm. You had chickens?
Yeah, we had chickens.
Mm-hmm. Fresh eggs every morning?
During the summer months, like I say.
Oh, during the summer months, yeah, they make good, yeah, yeah, it's warm.
And my mom used to milk cows. There was a lot of mm-hmm. perfect milk, you know, for the family anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had an excess amount of milk, then we, mom would pour in containers, metal containers. Were those tin cans, large cans with the handles?
Mm.
Okay, she'd pour in those and then put them on a shelf because people didn't have closets like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
A closet was a board and then like this, and then you just put nails, or later on came those three-prong hooks up,
mm-hmm.
the black ones,
mm.
and then they put a string and put material to cover the clothes that are hanging.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that closet, I'll call it, there she put the milk. I don't know how long she'd keep it. And then we called it soured milk, but
mm-hmm.
actually it was yogurt.
Oh. Uh-huh.
There would be the cream on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would scoop out that cream. And if
mm-hmm.
they had a lot and it wasn't used immediately, then my grandmother would make butter.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What do you do with the milk?
We used to
skim milk.
We
what
used
do you do
to
with the milk? You make twaddle.
Yeah, wait. we ate that, we called it soured milk. We ate
yeah.
that, especially hot days during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'd, instead of drinking cold water, we'd eat that yogurt. And they would boil it, some of that soured milk, and it turned to cottage cheese. And this I didn't know until
huh.
late, you know, nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They call it toro in Russian.
That's the cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese,
oh.
toro. Uh-huh. And some women used to make pies out of that.
Mm-hmm.
They add sugar, egg,
mm.
some would add raisins. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you use for making pasca too? The same thing?
No, they didn't
no.
make pasca in a farm neck. I didn't learn anything about pasca till I moved to Konya.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm. it's got that, it seems like it's, yeah, it's got
rich.
That kind of grainy
I think it,
stuff
do
in
use
it. But
cottage cheese
yeah.
or cream cheese,
uh-huh.
whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's very rich.
Yeah.
They served that with kulich and kodiak. But
mm.
we never did that in
mm-hmm.
the farm. And with the time, let's see. My dad and grandfather used to, they had an order for dorries. They used to go camping and then cut out,
yeah.
what would you call them? Kakora.
Canadians used to build skiffs before. Now they
uh-huh.
make fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they cut that tree. You've seen the trees back here probably where ribs have been cut.
Yeah,
out.
We did a lot of that too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
we did a lot of that too.
But
so, the
mm-hmm.
natural crooks from the
mm-hmm.
tree I'm in the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong, and build pick one that kind of a shape to fit the skip on the bottom
mm-hmm.
one, then,
mm-hmm.
like so. You know.
Mm.
Yeah, they run it to the mill and cut it up for
mm.
the ribs, like.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't use it, they build them with the fiberglass now.
Aluminum.
They mold fiberglass, molded skiffs now. They don't have ribs, like sailing ships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A sailing deck had that kind of deal, and also the bow stand.
Mm-hmm.
They took a long, fine root tree, long little root in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
not in straight.
Mm-hmm.
Pick that one and knock the tree down and make
mm.
a ball stand.
Mm.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyhow, I don't remember if my grandfather and dad, did they cut the ribs themselves at home? I don't remember. Or did they take them to the cannery? You, yes.
Oh, the cannery, they take them to the cannery at home. They're trained by age.
Uh-huh.
So, like, maybe they pay a dollar and a quarter or something like that. The age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some slabs are about that wide,
yeah,
but
uh-huh.
a few inches. Like,
yes.
That's how they get paid, by age.
Mm-hmm.
And when they take them to the cannery, they run to the bandsaw.
Did they have bandsaws back then?
Yeah.
Oh, here was the bandsaw, I guess.
They did that too.
Uh-huh.
They did that too. Yeah. Ripsaw.
Mm-hmm.
They marked the natural crook,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I'm talking about. And that way it's more work, it costs more, because it's already finished.
Mm-hmm.
So all they have to do is, the carpenter, the builders get the bolts, have to shape it. Shaped like this too much, a skip is like this, you know. You gotta
mm-hmm.
be just right. This model all depends on the carpenter, up to the carpenter. Yeah. It's already cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do that, they cut it pretty thick. So figure whether the angle would be like this or a little bit like this.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom has to be straight, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's good. I built my own niche, you know, natural crook niche, they call it. Natural crook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the old man and your dad did a lot of that.
Oh, they did?
They sold it to packers. I like the packers.
Alaska Packers or
Northwestern.
Yeah,
they did. That was their job.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah. They make pretty good pay, make good living out of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was before paper money came out, and I remember in the fall my grandfather would come in a red or maybe blue bandana.
Mm-hmm.
That was payday, that bandana full and tied in a knot.
Hmm.
No paper money.
No paper money.
I don't know why the can was paid like that.
It was all coins.
Coins.
Oh.
Dollars.
Uh-huh.
Silver dollars.
Uh-huh.
I still have some of the silver dollars.
Where's Arlene?
All right. I'm going to
you got your neck all
shaved. Oh, yes, I got it all bent out of shape.
Excuse me, my scissors.
Yeah, well, if you're able to, there's lots of ways of making a living, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You feed, you, like they had their own garden, and have them always selling away, some smoked, some.
Mm-hmm.
In brine of cured, and chickens, egg, fresh eggs, and they had cattle, and they butchered. We'd go find out they butchered, you know, buy some meat from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they smoked a lot of salmon for the winter. And my grandfather was good at hewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he hewed some red cedar shingles to cover their root cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a log smokehouse.
Yeah.
And he was one of the men that helped build the remains of the church over there now.
Oh.
Did you see the hewing? Did you look at the church, old church over there?
A little bit.
Hewed logs, but I think straight, perfect straight.
Uh-huh.
That nothing but that, but axe.
You mean the ones in the back?
Or,
all over.
Well, yeah,
both
but I mean,
sides.
I think
sides.
You could see the ones in the back because the.
What'd you call that?
Oh, the yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do they call that?
Dovetail.
Yeah,
dovetail.
They lock them up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they could cover them with the. Well, they put lumber outside.
Yeah.
You cover it. Cover
and
them.
They cheek them with moss in between the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Moss for insulation.
Moss, they put moss for insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And the moss in between the log before
the myrtle,
they set the other one.
When you're adding new spokes,
mm-hmm.
do you fold them in half?
Block
yeah.
the air off, you know.
Yeah.
They put the good insulation moss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So actually,
this
when you're that equivalent to two
in
new ones,
huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
1900.
I'm going to have a sore throat tomorrow. My throat is just so
bad. Yeah, I have one over here. Mm-hmm. You ever need to park
the one in New York? Yeah.
What's the name of it? Or what was the name of it?
Oh, no.
It's after the Nativity of Mother the Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And the feast day falls on September 21st. That's why they waited. Everything was done after the feast days of the church. Like they pick when he came
mm-hmm.
to the pocket. After the 12th of July, which was St. Peter and Paul Day.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Even the tasting of the potatoes was after the Transfiguration, which was August 19th.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a choice after September 21st or September 27th, they celebrated the elevation of the cross. So.
Mm-hmm.
Depended on the weather. If we had an early frost, then they would harvest after the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they'd wait till the 28th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then after St. Peter and Paul, they'd go up. Remember how they used to get rainy? They'd go up the woods and get a bunch of those alders.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd make. Lots of wind for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make one bundle and then join with the other, and then they had a carbo snake that hewed, not hewed, but barked the young spruce tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd hang them over. There used to be two rows of wendiki for the winter.
Wow.
Cords of wood in the backyard, and of course there's
mm-hmm.
carrying water from the well, carrying water from the
that's right.
creek, you know, for drinking.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Sometimes they collected rainwater.
Oh yes, and then by first part of September, I remember going up, coming up to Litnik to pick blueberries, also jam for the winter, blueberry jam.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't have blueberries in the village. Not close. We, my grandfather used to go up Rock Lake somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the
there wasn't very many.
Where did you go for your Lobush cranberries?
The what?
Lobush cranberries.
Well, we had what they call bogs now. Because we used to call them swamps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right above the village.
What, the blueberries or the cranberries?
No, local.
The cranberries.
Bog cranberries?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Magda used to tell me that, you know, that you just went a little ways, and
mm-hmm.
I would love
mm-hmm.
to find out.
And then for the sheep or those crowberries, you know, we went up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you bog cranberries? Did they grow very, very big? Because I found them in all different sizes.
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes you find them, you know, down in, the ones that grow in the deep grass are usually bigger, whereas the ones that
oh,
grow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They kind of vary in size.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the ones that grow on the mossy areas and whatnot are smaller.
And there's some that have the tiny leaves. What do you call those?
Those are bog lobush cranberries.
How about the other ones?
They are just a lobush.
You mean
predators.
The low bush?
Yeah, she's talking about the bog.
I'm talking about bog.
Oh, those are the ones.
Yes.
They grow on a little trailing vine with one berry.
The stem is just like a thread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to me, they're the best. They're the best cranberry. Hey, you know there aren't that many of them on Kodiak, but there is a lot of them on a fog neck, because I've seen them in different places.
There used to be, but now I think that. It's overgrown and the deer have eaten a lot because Mary Shepherd told me she has a hard time finding cranberries anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get low bush blueberries as well?
Yeah.
There are some, but then not as plentiful
as
the
cranberries. On the mountain, aren't they?
Well, we used to have some in the
bottom.
Well, low bush are off the mountain. Is that what you call mountain blueberries also?
Oh.
They're sweet.
Really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now you'll find those in the higher elevations on Kodiak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They also have bog blueberries, which are...
Oh, yes.
I think they're more oval shaped.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like pill shaped or something.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a leaf does the bog have? Same as a...
Similar.
Is it similar to the regular blueberry?
Mm-hmm. Similar.
I read someplace where there are like 1, 2, 3 different, I forget how many different kinds of blueberries, but I know that, you know, you have the bog blueberry, and then there are different varieties of the regular. You could tell by the stem of the plant or the bark, you know, because some of them are more, that it's more colorful than the other. And I also noticed when, because I know the two different varieties that I picked on in Kodiak, that, and I couldn't tell you which variety now, but because it's so many years since I picked them, but there was one that would lose its leaves sooner than the other one. Now, and I also found out that the longer you leave the blueberries, because 9 times out of 10, people are picking them when they look ripe, but they're still full of worms.
Right.
And I said, just leave them be. I never would start picking blueberries until my kids went to school.
Mm-hmm.
That was the day I went blueberry picking, and that was in September. And by that time, sure, there were some that was still had worms in them, but the longer you left them, the worms would come out and the bigger they would get. And I can remember picking blueberries in November when everything was frozen and all the leaves were gone.
Oh, that's easy.
And you know, they just plunk, plunk, plunk in the bucket,
mm-hmm.
take them home, put them in a bag, into the freezer, they're already done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I went coffee.
I was cranberries.
Kalina.
Yeah, I'm upset.
Mm-hmm.
I still have upset. Mostly. I used to make jelly out of them before and put orange juice, not
mm-hmm.
anymore.
What kind is that?
For sore throat.
Kalina.
Oh, Kalina?
Kalina.
Oh, that makes the best Alaska apple butter. Now, Mom used to make it with Kalina. She would make a syrup, and that was always good for sore throats, you know? And I grew up on a lot of Kalina because I had tonsillitis and ear infections and all the time.
Sweet jelly, I'm still.
We used to make ikhiyak.
Ikhiyak, yeah. What's that?
That's something. What is it?
Ikhiyak.
Ikhiyak. Blueberry dessert.
Yeah.
I get what's pretty. Oh, you have that thing.
Mom used to keep blueberry juice in a big bottle all winter long, in a big gallon bottle, and when she made the sweet soup, that's Norwegian. And then she put that in her soup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it kept all winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
blueberry sauce, you say?
Yeah.
Mm.
They used what, salmon berries and oil? What do they call it? Sheetuck?
Sugar.
And cream.
Then you can put milk in it.
Milk and sugar on the salmon berry.
Well,
call it
some people put oil in it?
My dad used to put seal oil. I did.
Sort of a sauce. Sauce. You're talking about sauce?
Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a gudeg?
No.
Tidak is a...
No, a gudeg.
A gudeg is a... Well, you mix it up with the gudeg.
Potatoes and
seal oil.
Berries
for like ice cream.
Yeah.
With fruit.
Right.
Yeah.
Some use seal oil. I used to use resin oil.
Oh, that's good. Any kind of oil works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oil works.
Mm-hmm.
One time me and my brother was chopping, trying to make the chop. A gudeg, you know. And I did watch close enough how the old man made it. So I cooked potatoes all right and mashed them up and I put oil in them and stirred them up oil in them. Oh, my arm got tired of my stirring. You can come out. And what else will I do with it? It was about to put berries in it.
The people in Bristol Bay make it with shortening.
I'll try to put a little water in it. By golly, it's fluffed up.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, it's what I did put water in it. I didn't watch that old man close enough to learn how to make a gudeg. Yeah, you put a little water in it and it fluff up, like my potatoes. Yeah, fluffing up there. Yeah. You put my potatoes, I put a little milk on it, it fluffs up, yeah.
You guys ever make peanut? Peanut, it's mashed potatoes and berries.
Berries, yeah,
and
you got berries, put
and
berries.
And seal oil.
Like blueberries, some, we use the high bush berries. High bush berries.
Went up there to this AFN convention and they had food from all over Alaska. And I love greens, you know, and I got these greens and then the minute I put it in my mouth, I use my fingers to pull it out. It was sealed.
Oil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They cook in so many different ways. I never think they have greens with sealed oil. You duck, they use it, seal oil and duck milk.
A lot of people use seal oil long before. I know the Christofferson family, old man Emil Christofferson, he used seal, that's this young Andy's grandfather. He had seal oil for all his meals.
You know how to weep? No. You know how to put the
I'm learning.
Oh, weavers on. I'm stuck on my weavers.
I don't think you can add weavers when you're going up, can you?
No.
Oh, you may not.
These to weave with. I forgot how to do it, and I was doing so good. Oh, I'm not doing yet.
Let me see if I get this straight here. Ichiak. How do you make it? Ichiak.
Sauce.
I'm not
those made out of what?
I didn't, I'm
anything
not that
or
berries.
Yeah.
Berries?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Berry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Berry sauce. That's berry sauce. Any kind of berry sauce. What about that cayusuk? Cayusuk?
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe
nice
that's
one.
The same thing.
Cayusuk.
Cayusuk.
No. Cayusuk. Maybe they don't. That's maybe that's what they call it in the Alaska Peninsula.
Probably.
It's like they make it with flour, berries, and flour. Is it what you're talking about? Where you take flour and you brown it, and then you add water, and then you add berries to it, or something like that. How did you make your ikhia?
I never heard of it.
Oh.
Well, ikhia, we just thickened it.
You don't use a, what do you call it?
Ikhia, soft.
That's what I wanted to. I tried to ask Mary.
That's wonderful. That's too
small.
Did you
think
cornstarch? It's better to weave like this.
You
could use a glass if you're going up.
Yeah, are you?
Oh, yeah, you put it on something.
Yeah. Glass.
Yeah,
Fidusa used to make covers.
And then there's jiduk. How do you make jiduk again? With fresh fish.
I'm hungry for boiled fish too.
Who's
so
that?
See
the round of the left forefinger.
Yeah, it's so big. Well, cool enough.
Here's something that Sperry wanted to find out.
I almost forgot.
You asked him.
Okay. I was wondering if you guys know any stories about this Iwan Turak. Stories? Iwan Turak. Iwan Turak sound familiar at all?
The only thing Durak, when they play cards, that's the only Durak I know.
Yeah, the cards. Because at home they have these stories, I guess they're Russian stories. And that's a character named Iwan Turak. Iwan Turak.
Oh, this foolish guy.
Yeah. You know any? You remember any?
Turak, yeah. Anyhow, he's talking nonsense, like, doing things foolishly.
Back at his home, they have all these stories about Iwan Turak and how he beats the devil. He manages to beat the devil.
You know, something like that, talking nonsense, like.
Christian, bring the top leader A down.
These card games before, like Mariach, Kasina, Russian games, you know, and Durak.
Those would be collected too, these card games,
special
games.
That'd
be neat.
But you don't remember any special stories
did
about
that? Did you find
them?
Anything?
Oh, sir.
Are they both the same?
Big.
Let's see, go look in the mess.
Deuce is an American. It's two.
Right.
In Russian, it's
an
ace.
I told you last, Mary, I could always take it back if you find one. Take this one with you.
Oh, deuce. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means ace.
Oh, that's right. Duzak.
Take this with
you. Duzak.
Yeah.
It's a little smaller than Duzak.
Duzak. On the end.
Huh?
Put Jack on the end.
Right, yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
But if you say you're betting on ace, deuce. You say it's a deuce. It's an ace.
Right, that's funny.
But deuce is a two.
In English.
English.
Yeah.
he's a laggard, kind of very little, you know. Like you say, what do you say about the elders in Russian? A live, a life. Almost the same. America's a different, way different from Russian elite, you know, origin. And Russians ate almost the same food as the native people. They liked it. So they were closer to Aleuts than Americans do to Aleuts. And the people. Their way of living.
Right.
Their way of living, yeah. Yeah, because I could see the life change. We got different kind of food. Lots of junk food. Yeah, lots of junk food. Different kind of patties, cakes, and pastries, and stuff like that. Of course, the Russians have their own pastries. Lots of pastries, too. The way they make it now, I don't know then. Then, you know, like Price is Right say, now or then. It's different now. Now it's different. A person kind of studied like you're putting their, you think how different it
See,
is.
See, if I put it, then you'll
between
get back.
America and the Russia are...
It'll get stuck, this little heart.
The natives trying to live, struggling with their food, subsistence food. Russian food,
maybe, you know,
American
cut
food.
A limb.
Yeah.
Cut a limb.
Yeah.
Shave it down.
Yeah.
What they mean that it's I wish I could think a little faster. It's confusing. Confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know that with that thing you were talking about making what did you call that? The
dory.
That dory parts?
From the tree, you mean?
Yeah. That it seems to me like, have you heard this word for eruyak? Eruyak.
You want to know the word in the other?
Well, yeah, because I think in his dialect, Eruyak is like a piece of wood that's shaped curved like that.
Yes.
And that's what they used to use also for bedarkies, I guess, for the
Bedarkies, I've seen
like
the old
that.
Books about, say, about 1915 or 16, made by Bedarkies. And they used tree limbering wood. So they could bend them. They didn't know how to eat them, to bend them.
Right.
They used limber wood so they could bend them that way.
Yeah.
They didn't know the steaming idea of, you know, how lumber bends easier when you steam it.
Oh, yeah.
It gets soft. They didn't know that. But they picked a certain kind of branch or something. Won't break when you bend it.
Right.
Nice and neat and covered with their skin, you know. Yeah, the women used to be boat builders, women. And the men used to make a frame, women cover it. They sew it with the oil, sinew. They use sinew for a thread, something that won't rot.
Right.
Put in the oil, oil it good so it will flexible.
Mm-hmm.
They use it sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And they sew that by that real nice, neat and tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, well, they knew how.
Yeah.
They folks I watch, they were about in their, say, 60 or 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and when I was a kid, yeah,
mm-hmm.
watch it. Apalonguk, that's who they were. Apalon and Apalonika.
Mm-hmm.
Hika means missus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apalonika. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's the old couple?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to live in the fall day.
Mm-hmm.
I was to wander around and say to me, but she sees what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, well, it doesn't make sense to me, I believe, but I have been like, hit already what
mm-hmm.
they did to me.
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
A lot of this, like Nordic natural music, called, was